Hello there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and lightworker from Pitbull, and today I'm talking to you directly about money. Do you realize that your experience with money is directly determined by your relationship with money, and your relationship with money is determined by the stories and the belief systems that you have around money? And if you don't like the results that you have with money and the relationship that you have with money, then here's a thing that you probably don't recognize is that you are the author of the story that is creating their results. Let me repeat that. You are the author of the story that is creating your results. And I don't care what anybody else says. We live in a society where money matters. It doesn't matter how many times people tell you that money can't bring happiness, that there are things that are more important than money. Yes, that is absolutely true. There are things that are more important than money, and money cannot buy you happiness, but money does matter. Money is a central part of the way we operate in our society, and people who have not enough money, who are living below the poverty line, just go and talk to them. If you've never experienced it, it can be damn miserable. And whilst money cannot buy you happiness, whilst there are loads of people out there in the world who do have money, who are downright miserable because they haven't got the rest of their life in order and their relationships suck and maybe their health sucks and maybe their mental health is up the wazoo, it does matter that money is a key and pivotal resource in our society. And when you have in not just enough money, but when you have more than enough money, then you have the freedom to choose what you want to do. And that's when you have the power to take control of so many other areas of your life. And it's not about making money the key to living your freedom. It's about making it a key part of living the freedom that you want to live. So how do you reauthor that story? Well, you've got to, if you don't like the results that you've got, you can reverse engineer what your story is by looking at your results and looking at your relationship with money. What are you going to do with money? Here is a key thing that you also need to realize is that you don't really want the money. You want what the money will give you, will bring you, will enable you to buy. Having a stack of money stashed under your bed or sitting in the bank is not going to do anything for you. It is useless when it is just a pile of money, except it might give you a feeling of a certain amount of security. But there have been people who have been known to be thought to be the poverty line because they're living a life of poverty, and when they die, it's found that they've got hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting around stashed under the mattress. Well, what good did it do them when they didn't get to experience what that money could have bought them, the experiences that that money could have enabled for them. So what do you want to do with the money? What do you want to experience? Do you want to go traveling the world? Do you want to invest money in housing or in the stock market? Do you want to invest money in your business? Do you want to do more personal development? Do you want to go on spiritual journeys? Do you want to buy things that you are going to really enjoy for weeks, months, and years to come? Now, it's also really important to remember that stuff cannot bring you happiness. It can bring you a fleeting amount of excitement and joy, but stuff will not bring you long-term happiness. In fact, stuff can make you very sad because you think the stuff is going to bring you happiness. And this is where so many people in society have got it all wrong. And they're miserable because they thought more money, more stuff, more things was going to actually make them happy. So they keep buying more and more and more and more and more stuff. And they just find that they have a fleeting amount of satisfaction and joy from what they've bought. And then for the most part, that joy and satisfaction just disappears and they're left with the empty feeling they had before they bought the stuff. So they go and buy more stuff. It's this vicious cycle that we have actually been conditioned into. And you know who conditioned us into it? The very, very wealthy. Because the only people who get lasting satisfaction by us buying more and more stuff is the really, really wealthy people who make the stuff in the first place. So I am not saying that if you truly value, if one of your values is luxury and you have a luxury car that you love to get in and drive around, that that will not give you joy every time. But to the largest extent, most of the stuff people buy does not bring lasting happiness. In actual fact, it just feeds the emptiness. And people like Dr. Wayne Dyer have said one of the greatest moments of their life was when they gave away all their stuff and they were just left with the simple experiences. Now, people like Dr. Wayne Dyer, of course, the flip side of somebody like Dr. Wayne Dyer is that when he was alive, he was receiving continuing royalties from all the books that he had published and the fruits of his labor that he had set up for himself. So it didn't matter how much stuff he gave away, he always had enough money to buy more stuff if he wanted it. So I'm not recommending necessarily that you just go and give everything away, because that's not the answer. The answer is to take away your emotional attachment to the money and the stuff, but by the same token, realizing that it is important. It is important for you to be able to experience the richness and the abundance and the bounty that this life has to offer. And when you take care of the money, man, you're going to have so many more amazing experiences without having to worry about when is the money going to run out, about not being able to pay the bills. That place really sucks. Wondering how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to put food on the table, how you're going to survive, how you're going to pay the mortgage, that is a really, really sucky place. So money matters. Deal with it. Deal with your head trash around money. What belief systems do you have that aren't supporting you in having more money? What self-esteem and self-confidence issues do you have? What strategies have you put in place? Do you know about the game of money? Have you educated yourself? All these things are super duper important to you having the best possible experience with money so you can let go of that worry, which causes so many relationship breakdowns and stress and anxiety. It is the number one cause of stress and anxiety on our planet. So get it sorted, get money sorted, and then you can experience all that life has to offer. At the same time you're getting money sorted, don't ignore your relationships, don't ignore your health. What do you really want? And have it all in balance. You don't have to work super duper hard 18 hours a day for money. If you set it up right, if you know how to play the game, you might have to work hard for a certain period of time, but you must consider having everything in balance to nurture your health, to nurture your relationship, to really have the truly wonderful, satisfying, fulfilling life in all areas of your life that you truly want. Because you can have it all, but you've got to have the mindset, the belief systems, the right paradigms, the right stories, and the right attitude to get it all into balance. And if you don't have that, you need to develop it. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, then please come and join the Pitbull community at pitbullmindset.com. You can also get my 21 days of tapping into abundance program, which is totally free. It is 21 days of abundance EFT tapping videos to clear your blocks around abundance and prosperity. You can get that at pitbullmindset.com/abundance-tapping. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care until the next podcast. I will see you then. Bye for now.